All right. Hello, world.
What's up?
Nothing. Yay.
Okay.
We're back again. Anyway, what's good? I'm Sky, Southwest Atlanta bred, born out here in California, whatever. There's no corn. Living good in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills. VA all day, two up, two down. In, I don't know, not cold, but not hot Los Angeles. It's winter time. At least it's not raining and windy anymore. I was told that we didn't get that much rain in Southern California. I feel lied to.
No, that always happens. That's the lie that they tell you. It's mad rain until April. But yeah, who are we? Okay. We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
All right, so in this episode, we're going to talk about, life updates, the national team roster, free agency, whatever in this report that we kind of talked about on another episode, and the upcoming draft. And then, I guess Liga MX Femenil. So,
okay.
Let's go.
Let's get into it.
Oh no! So we ain't been we ain't had an ep in like a month.
Not one by ourselves. No.
Yeah, like because of life. But
we been on everybody else's stuff basically. So yeah.
Well, no, Sil's been on everybody else's stuff. I've only been on one thing. Okay. But let's see. We've been doing stuff that y'all will see in the next year. Well, in this year. I went to Atlanta. All that crap. It was really cold, and too many people got COVID. Y'all need to get vaccinated.
And it's rough out here.
The COVID vaccine, the flu vaccine, whatever vaccine, please get vaccinated. Please stop gentrifying Georgia stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm back in LA. Work is slow. Life is slow, but it's all good. What did you do for the holiday break?
I've proceeded to have about a really bad run of luck for 3 weeks or so. I forgot to get my ticket. I'm gonna be real honest with you. I forgot to get my ticket early on for holidays. And by the time I remembered, those prices weren't looking so hot. So, and I had PT because obviously right before Thanksgiving, I sprained my MCL and did some minor damage to my meniscus. So I stayed for PT. Like I wasn't going to get on the plane anyway. I couldn't go home till like the 27th. So, at that point, it wasn't worth it. So I just stayed here for the holidays. I did have a Peruvian Christmas. Shout out to roommate Alex. I was really just in Los Angeles for my first holiday and trying to take it easy, trying to get stuff done at the end of the year, get stuff prepared for the beginning of the year. I had a whole lot of grand plans for like 2.5 weeks and got maybe half of that done. And then the past week I've been in the process of trying to switch everything over, to California and California is an interesting place. Just trying to get stuff done. So I've been a little frustrated and then my car number got stolen and I think I have a slow leak in my tire and all that happened at about the same time yesterday, 2 days ago. So yeah, it's been, I'm ready for a mini vacation here. So yeah.
Yeah, but we still will be working. We will talk about that.
We'll talk about that later.
Nah. But the if you move to California, go to AAA. That's all I will say. Mm-hmm. Do not go to the DMV because you will get a reality check that DMV here is not like wherever else in the country for the most part. I visited my mother and actually spent time. We ain't go nowhere because again, COVID, and it was really really cold, as in below 30 degrees.
It's that's not the safe other reason drive. I wasn't trying to go home because it was negative. It was below zero. I was like, I don't need that in my life.
And the sprinkler system broke in my mom's apartment complex and caused a water main break. That was wild on Christmas Day. But other than that, I was literally at the house because literally so many people had COVID. Yeah. Again, please go get vaccinated because it was like not safe to go nowhere. But I did find some legitimate chicken wings. And I started a eating plan Where, yeah, I have to get healthy this year, or I will be on a lot of medication. So, yeah, I had to do a bunch of stuff, but I feel way better. So, that is good, start to the new year. Actually, I was asleep before the new year started, actually. Yeah, it was beautiful.
I slept through the ball drop. Like,
I didn't even, yeah, I was knocked out at 11 something.
They're like, listen, either I'm going to wake up for the new year or I'm not. So, like, I don't need to do it. Yeah. Well, actually,
it was
on the West Coast, it was different because we were watching the semifinal, and on the East Coast, the ball dropped like 10 seconds after the semifinal.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. There were the football games.
Yeah.
Where you see why we need to expand the playoff. Yeah. And also, Ohio State didn't do what they needed to do.
Those were two really good games, though.
Yes, they were.
It didn't look like the first one would be good for a while, but it turned out to be good. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I keep forgetting there's a championship tomorrow. And South Dakota State won the D1AA or FCS championship today. So, no, North Dakota State usually wins. They got beat today. This is South Dakota State's first. So, yeah, it's just, you know, wrapping up sort of your fall sports and getting into your winter and spring sports time of year. So, let's, you know, holidays are over. We have a new year. A lot of things, exciting things happening for Shea Butter. Some of what we'll get into toward the end of the show. But, yeah, 2023, let's go. It's World Cup year, baby.
Speaking of World Cup, the U.S. Women's National Team is going to have friendlies in New Zealand with the New Zealand squad that is literally missing most of the roster.
They have 7 defenders out or something like that.
Yes.
It's an obscene number. Also, Abby Erslick retired again from international soccer. So they're down another center back. They're calling in a lot of people who've never been called up before.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what the lesson is for us.
Yes.
With this trip, outside of just getting acclimated to the time change, because it's not even climate, because the climate will be the exact opposite in the summertime. So, it'll be a lot colder. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's a window. It seems like, for the most part, teams let the players go. They didn't have to, because it's not an official FIFA window like next month. The roster's pretty unchanged outside of injuries, right? So,
Lynn Williams made reappeared. So did
Injured players are coming back, right? So Lynn Williams is back this camp, and I think Emily Sonnet.
Yes.
The assumption is next camp, Macario will be back. Tierna Davidson will be back. I think he mentioned O'Hara. And then March would be sort of the rest of the roster. If there's any kind of setback with Macario, I think he mentioned Press. Wow. I don't know if we've mentioned Dahl Kemper.
No.
I think she came up last time.
Yeah. I don't know. Dahl Kemper had to get a back surgery, so
yeah, that back might be part of it. There's been, I mean, we've all made speculations about Sam Mewis, but there's really been no updates with her.
Not a damn thing.
We all kind of fear the worst there.
And then also,
you mentioned Julie Earth last time too, which I thought was interesting because I don't think she's mentioning you, but all right.
Yeah, we will see. But the notable person who's just missing, who scored 33 goals in the last calendar year.
Oh yeah,
one me official.
I mean, that came up.
Where came up
the first question in the press conference? I believe it was Meg Linehan that asked, actually, and I think she phrased it as, are you not calling her up because Liga Meki Feminil is starting this week? And no, I mean, she gave him an out. He was basically like, no, he still thinks there are people scoring domestically that are better goal scorers. Like, this is pretty much what he said. The gist of it, though, he also said he doesn't hold Liga per playing in Mexico against her.
Okay.
That's how I interpreted that comment. I know other people took it differently.
So, okay. Wait. So, for a whole calendar year, she scored 33 motherfucking goals. Who else she scored did. 33 goals?
Even if you go by a season, it's 18.
Yeah.
Nobody scored 18.
Who scored? Okay.
He didn't say that. He said he thought there were better goal scorers. He didn't say there were people who could score more.
Where?
Now, he hasn't been transparent beyond that, right? So, he's not going to name names because no coach is going to name names. But I think it's becoming increasingly harder for him to hold that line.
Right, because my other question is, because she didn't take penalty kicks, by the way.
Right, she gets her 18, true.
Yeah, she gets hurt in the streets. She be out here in the streets.
It's in the run of play, yeah.
And she actually takes different types of goals.
She almost evenly took the same amount of goals, left foot, right foot.
Yeah.
Headers.
It's like incredible. And she has assists.
Yeah, she can pass the ball. She's impeccable hold up play. She makes great off the ball runs. I mean, she rarely loses an aerial battle. She's incredibly strong and hard to knock off the ball in the same way that, say, Sophia Smith is. And again, U20s are different. It's not a comparison, but on a U20 team that featured Sophia Smith, Trinity Rodman, Naomi Girma, Brianna Pinto, at some point, Alana Cook, Ziara King, like, who's Ashley Sanchez? All these players, right? She was the best player. Like, and at UCLA, she was one of the best players out the gate. Like, this isn't a fluke. She's good everywhere she's been.
Okay, so I will say this.
But yeah.
So we actually broke down her goals and how she scores. We did two goals on a patron months ago. If you're a patron listener, you know what I'm talking about. But you know what? Fuck this shit. We will break down her goals. There is a reel that we gonna analyze with some other people. We're going to break down what makes her great in the very near future. Because this is foolishness. I don't see, who on this roster in her position is better? And it's January.
Which is why I don't think at this point she'll be called up. Like, I think it would take a lot of injuries at this point, which he should be accounting for that. Like,
right
after 2022, you should definitely be accounting for that. Everybody playing right now is not going to be healthy come July. I promise you.
Yeah,
like, it's just too much soccer. It's too much soccer.
People are still tearing ACLs.
Right.
People still getting got by the Achilles monster. Yeah, you need right. to be...
Right, Angen did her quad today. Like,
yeah.
It's just not...
It's too much soccer going on. People are falling, like, whatever's... Yeah. It's like... And in the NWSL about to get in preseason, like, you have a bunch of people playing a bunch of soccer... About to go in high gear trying to get ready for this World Cup.
And we don't rotate players enough on the national team for me to feel like, oh yeah, that's gonna be fine. So I think one, he should have that in the back of his mind. Two, in a game where there aren't a lot of true nines, I don't understand not trying to at least look at another true nine. Like
like
especially one that scores goals. Name the nines to score.
Okay.
It's not a long list. You can take a whole lot of time to think about it, right? And I'm including the ones that aren't healthy, right? I'm including Katoto and Hegerberg in this. There's maybe five or six of them.
Yeah. Also, so wait a minute. You made a good comparison of who Mia Fischel is like, actually. Who is she like?
I think Mia Fischel is the actual, not predecessor. She's the next Abby Wambach. Like, she's very much Abby Wambach. Was better on the ball skills. Like,
yeah.
She's the evolution. She's Abby Wambach 2.0.
Yeah.
Like, that's who you actually are looking for. She just doesn't look like Abby Wambach.
Yep. And that's going to be a theme.
Right. Like, yeah. Right. Who you want it to be is not who it is.
Right. And so it's like, you really should take Mia because, man, are you it's not only just to have the versatility and to have the depth, but hell, like, who's stopping her?
Not only that, but I absolutely think you should have a plan A and a plan C, a plan B. And your plan C should be you have at least Sophia Huerta as an outside back.
Right.
To whip that ball in on crosses. Somebody got to be up there.
Yeah. And
she's a pretty good person to have up there.
She's
better than anybody on your current team at that.
Right. She's about got like 10 goals like that. Where she's just popped up in the air and hit it in the net.
Right.
She saved Tigris so many a times having to pop balls out the air like that.
She will lose less aerial duels than the people on your team right now.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest. It's an advantage.
And then again, who's knocking her off the ball? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's sort of my argument, right? Like, I talk about that with Sophia Smith. I talk about that with Lauren James. It's almost always wingers, right? You're not, that's like trying to defend Katoto, right? Like, you'd have to bracket that.
Yep.
You'd have to double that.
Yeah, you'd have to double that.
Which opens up your wingers, right?
Right, like, right.
We have really good frontline talent, so. I don't know. For me, I just think if you're going to go that young on the front line, you might as well make your nine young. I don't understand.
Well, we got until the SBC. What is that? The She Believes, the She Butter Believes.
Sure. The People Cares, whatever.
The People Cares, that cup. Y'all, yeah. I guess we got some more time for us to get a clue.
But I think that roster's been set since not too long after the Olympics, honestly. Which gotta be foolish. Which is an interesting strategy, right?
Foolish. But it's all good. Anyway, you can see, actually, we can bring up League of Make Feminil. League of Make Feminil has already begun. The League of Bangers.
Yeah, kicked off this weekend.
It's already banging. And teams are already yeeting teams through the snow.
Yeah, there was like a 5-1. I think Chivas dropped 5 today in a 5-1 route.
No, that was yesterday.
Sorry. Poor Mazatlan. Oof.
Mazatlan got yeeted 7-0. let's see. Yeah, everybody's out here. Everybody's back in full form and fitness. Ready to get it in. Tigres plays. The great Tigres plays.
Defending champion Tigres plays tomorrow. Yes,
right.
Defending with some new champions. Additions. With some new additions. One of which is NCAA winner.
Yes.
It's the game-winning goal, right? I believe she's the game-winner. Maddie Common. So.
Yes.
Maddie Common, sorry. Who plays for the Mexican national team as well. One day we'll get into all the dual nationals we let get away. One day we'll talk about that.
Like U.S. women's
specifically
national team,
to Mexico, specifically.
Yeah,
Mexico.
U.S. women's national team literally got midfield problems, and you literally let a bunch of phenomenal midfielders who are dual nationals go play for Mexico.
What I would say is Kate Mockraff should go sit at Ernie Stewart's feet and figure out how he seems to win all those dual nationals while we seem to lose them.
Right. Like, because
we've lost several really good ones.
Maria Sanchez is a
alone. Ordóñez,
Damaris, we can go down the list.
We might lose Canales in the end.
It's
going to be real interesting the next couple of years.
Yeah,
that team's going to be angry, right? Because they didn't make it, and they've got nothing but time and nothing to focus on for 2027. That team is going to be a juggernaut. We should be very scared. We should be poaching dual nationals if only to keep them from playing against us at this point.
Right.
that's what we should do.
But I don't know. Also, what was I going to say? Shout out to Licha.
She got 100, right?
She got 100, and she had a hat trick, if I'm remembering correctly. And it was bomb. It was a fire ass goal. You know, Tigres. We don't acknowledge Chivas as we should, as we are Tigres fans. However, that was a phenomenal game. Kudos to y'all. Kudos to all y'all out here balling. Everybody was out here balling and cooking.
Yeah, I think the top four has done pretty well for themselves this week.
And there were a bunch of bangers. There were bangers left and right, to and fro. If you didn't know they were about that life, they about that life. It was greatness. We will try to recap that. Or you probably, if you go on the Shea Butter account, maybe you retweeted some of these goals. So check it
out. Absolutely. And of course, you know, throughout the season, we'll check in with our homies, AJ and Eugene. So hopefully bring in another episode at some point in the near future.
Yes. Probably when either America plays Tigres, that would be nice times.
Absolutely.
And then speaking of a league, the NWSL is in the middle of free agency pre-draft. So it's been quiet in these streets because of the holidays.
It was quiet till it wasn't.
It went from quiet to loud as hell. wait, before we go to free agency, there was an NWSL report. We talked about this on the round table that was with the tall people, the Skyscraper and Statue of Liberty podcast. Diaspora United had a round table with us, Tamara, Ebony. And we talked about this report. Still, I mean, are people getting fired? Wait, has anything happened since?
I believe before that report, right, Merritt Paulson stated his intent to sell the Thorns, but not the Timbers.
Yes.
It seems like that's where that still stands. There was supposed to be a bid coming at some point, but it doesn't seem like that's gone through yet. Portland also, I think since the last time we recorded, lost a coach.
Yes.
Who had just won the championship.
Yes.
There were some, how do we put this?
it was
because yes, they self-reported, but
yeah, they self-reported
to that.
Yeah. What happened with Ryan?
Yeah, it's like how do we
and Emily? Let me. Okay, so when we talk about there needs to be guardrails and security bars on this league, what's going to be one of the learning lessons? Because I know when this got reported, the whole story came out. People were like, "Well, just burn the league down." Like, no, you're about to witness how people get held accountable. But then, when you have rules and regulations, how you're gonna have to pay for training? Because in training, you're going to have to break down. Not only you make people read, but you're going to have to literally act out different incidences to explain. No, you cannot date somebody if you have a power imbalance.
Yeah, I think that's the conversation. Yeah.
If
like player to player is a different conversation.
Yeah, player to player is different.
The same level, but
even still, you have to report.
Yeah, you still have to report. Yes.
However, from player to coach, that's a no. Staff to players. More likely than not, nope. Anybody in a power dynamic, you can't do that. Because even if you were like, I can be objective. No, you can't. No, because it's a conflict of interest that when you do various things, it has multiple ramifications. Because then somebody can turn around and say, hey, you were retaliating against me. Even if it wasn't like that. Because conflict of interest. And a lot of this comes back to even protecting from an HR standpoint, which makes me wonder about the human resource part of this. Human resources protects the company first. Always remember that. But to protect yourself as an organization in civil court, you got to do what you got to do to make the playground fair. So you can't have these imbalances that exist, even if you can, in theory, be professional at work. Nope. Y'all can't be together. There's a power dynamic like that. Even if it has been a thing that has existed in this sport, because there weren't these kind of HR rules.
Yeah. If it's a blatant power, like coach player, GM player, like anything like that. And that's in any workforce. That's not soccer, right? Like anywhere. That's at my job. That's at your job. Like,
Like even in the case
date your superior,
even in the case of like, I worked at a huge company where we literally have 40,000 people on my campus alone, where you were going to have people who were in relationships, all that stuff. But you literally had to self-report in a sense because they had to make sure you never had an instance where in your managerial group, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever friend was your boss. Because again, they had to protect all y'all, had to protect employees and make sure everything was fair. Same thing with if you work for a competitor, you got to report that I work for said competitor. And if there's some kind of rule, whatever, because even beyond this, there's federal rules, federal laws, state laws that you got to go through. And again, this is why training is so important, to break down what is written in the policy, but then give examples that you don't think about. But
it's something that's going to be addressed, right? And if we're going to tackle it and sort of look backwards, a whole lot of stuff's going to come to light. Like, that's just the reality,
right?
Because again, the entire system's been set up for that stuff to fester and thrive, honestly. So it's not always ill intent on the part of those involved, right? And matters of the heart are often tricky, but you gotta protect your workforce. Like, you can't you can't even do that.
Even, and I was going to also say, because there's an element of where it inadvertently or whatever, it came back to the realm of giving a vibe of retaliation. When people were trying to reach back to tell people, there were a lot of things that messed up. In this whole incident, there were a lot of mess ups that you're going to need training to correct. But it's like even having to train to understand this is what retaliation looks like. Even if you got reported on, you knew who did it, don't go back and have a conversation. Because it looks like you're retaliating. And the reason for that even is because literally, like in a state in California, there is literally on the books laws, state laws that say retaliation is not okay in the workplace. And this is what it looks like. And so while you might be fine on a federal level, you can get sent to civil court on a state level. Like, having these things have to be explained well in policy that you have, but also in a training so that you know. And I'm like, I mean, people who
To be fair, there wasn't policy. Like, there was until this year. Like, it's not.
Yeah. But I'm saying
so it's a culture shift. Like,
yeah. It's a culture shift that they're going to need the training. And I don't know. And clearly the training is not there yet fully. But these are some of the things that happen where Like, I work at a company, they literally have training on some crazy stuff where in detail, we spend about 2 hours going through stuff of different incidences that happened that caused the company money that you understand. No, that simple thing you did is not okay to do because it has ramifications. Like, that's the kind of level of training the league will have to get to. And it's going to take time. It's going to take investment. But this is, again, a part of a learning process that we just got to learn about. But yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Oh, Chicago.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, this is all tied to free agency, right? So we can sort of walk our way through this because that's the other really big news. And it leads into the draft as well. So, of course, for those of you who don't know, I think we mentioned it last episode, whenever that was. This is the first year for free agency for the NWSL. Keep in mind that the PA1, essentially the case that stated those players who were on optional years on their contracts are also free agents, right? The dispute between the league and the PA was that there was a group of players that did not fall under free agency according to the league, but the PA1, so all of those players are now considered free agents. And so there's a decent list of players, right? I think the parameters are you've done at least 5 years in the NWSL. You're not under a multi-year contract. There's levels to this. And I think a lot of us, right, there were some big names on there, expected a ton of movement. There was some early, particularly by Kansas City. and then it kind of just went radio silent. Like, you know, Gatra and DiBernardo went to get City. Calafrico went to San Diego. A lot of teams' biggest moves were re-signing players, right? So Gotham got Smith and Onamonu and someone else, I can't remember. But re-signing your players, keeping them there, right? Like, you all signed Megan Reed and Jasmine Spencer. We re-upped Nikki Stanton, right? Like, just people are trying to shore up the depth that they have and the players that they have, some of the marquee players that they've had, and they, you know, if they've made good trades last year, trying to keep those players around. Orlando re-signing Marta obviously is a really big one. But just in terms of people moving teams, there hasn't really been a lot of noise in the last month.
Yes.
And then this week happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. Cause it's just like free agency. Yeah. Like, free agency, if y'all haven't paid attention to other sports, it goes for however long the period is. So it can happen early and then you be quiet and then stuff happens over the course. And deals are done and you don't know until they announce them.
Right, because the league doesn't have any kind of requirement for the deals to be announced, just for them to be done by certain dates.
Right.
There's no you must announce this deal at any particular time thing for the league as of right now, right?
Right.
So I would argue there are probably several teams sitting on contracts and it just hasn't been announced yet.
Right. And then even...
Oh, I forgot O'Hara, in theory, is going to Gotham, though that deal hasn't been done yet.
Right, it's not official. But I was going to say this week, what we had was, because the draft is literally this coming week on Thursday, you had a bunch of teams make moves. And now Angel City owns the first pick of the NWSL draft. And as a result, you had a flurry of moves. And actually, in the process of getting this first pick, we learned that Yasmin Ryan got traded from Portland to Angel City.
For the number 5 overall pick.
Yes.
And $250,000 in allocation money, which is Monopoly money. But yes.
Yeah. And so they were sitting on that on the Lolo. And then her rights were traded to Gotham.
Yes. Along with $200,000. And the second round pick of Angel City's natural second round pick next
2024.
Yeah.
And so for that, they got the first pick overall in the draft.
Yes. So Angel City's now sitting in the one spot.
Yeah. So then in number 2 is Gotham, actually, because they reappeared.
Yes. Originally, Orlando had the 2 and the 3 picks.
Yes. And they traded with Orlando, and they sent $350,000.
Straight cash, homie. Yeah, $350,000.
Huh, that sounds like a nice round number to get to Benya. But they sent money to go to do whatever they're doing.
Yeah. They also have like 10 picks. Like, they have a lot of picks.
Yeah, they got a lot of picks and money, the slang money.
And they have a lot of money because they got a lot of money for basically getting rid of all their veterans and their superstars, they probably could get a player just off of the Morgan trade alone. Yeah. Which is good because they got fleeced for that trade once upon a time. Right, so you might as well make it bet. It's good business in terms of building the squad.
But so now they have, so Angel City's one, Gotham's two, Orlando's
three.
Louisville's four.
And now Portland is five.
Portland's five. So,
and Portland, by the way, technically you weren't supposed to know until tomorrow, but they've announced a new coach. They were the only team that did not have a head coach.
Right.
And it was an internal hire. What's his name? Michael Matthew. It's an M. He was the assistant. But he will be the head coach for the Portland Thorns, and that'll officially come out tomorrow.
And so what I was going to say, one big deal about what's happening in this draft is when all this trade stuff dropped, lo and behold, early in the day, Michelle Cooper signed up for the draft.
Right.
And then it was largely believed
she would go to Europe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, Alyssa Thompson signed up for the draft.
She just signed up this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Officially, yesterday, I think.
Yeah. So it is the real fact in the Shea Butter situation that we are looking at two black players going 1-2.
Yes, very much so.
So that's greatness here.
Two
young black players, particularly because of a lot of excellence, because Michelle Cooper just won the Matt Kerman Trophy.
She did. As a sophomore, right? I think she was a sophomore, too.
Yeah.
And of course, has now foregone her last years of eligibility.
Right. And then this adds to the Shea Butter excellence that has bestowed us, as we had Jaden Shaw win the U.S. Women's Young Player of the Year. And then Sophia Smith won the U.S. Women's National Team Senior Team Player of the Year.
What is that? She is the first
black player
to win the Player of the Year award. Yeah. Young Player of the Year, like the last four or five have been black. Mind you, the Player of the Year award has been around since 1985.
Right. That's 38 years, y'all.
That's 16 years before Sophia Smith was born.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, on teams that you had literally, you had Brianna Scari, you had Crystal Dunn, you had Sydney LaRue.
You've had Shannon Box. Yeah, you've had some players out here.
You've had Danielle Slayton, pretty good black players out here. Yeah, you've had players who literally were important roles. So we are going to always be loud about this, because if you were paying attention, you know damn good well Sophia Smith shouldn't have been the first. But it's nice to see we did it right, finally.
Yeah, I think they won the award. In both cases. Yes.
Yes. Clearly won the award. People who won. Might be a whole clean sweep when we hear about the men's.
Yeah, that's very true.
But, it's crazy, and actually Sophia Smith's the first person of color, which is insanity.
Period.
So yeah, we ain't had no other non-white people win this award.
No, we have not.
So we really got to sit with that.
In 2022. That's out.
2023 recognition. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's rough.
Y'all got to reflect on that. And this is why we always going to be loud about that racism.
But I would also just like to, whatever argument is left. She won regular season MVP, finals MVP, was one away from winning the Golden Boot, leading goal scorer for the United States Women's National Team, scored arguably two of the biggest goals, and now is the Player of the Year. I don't know what football you're watching if Sophia Smith's not the best player in the country right now. And honestly, the only other person I would have made an argument for got hurt.
Yep.
Rita Macario. So, yeah. So I think it was well-deserved. I think all of those trophies are well-deserved, and they went to the right people. So, yeah, like we told you, you know what the future looks like, and the future is here. So.
Yep. Other than that, shout out to all the ballin' players around the world. Madison Haley.
Yeah.
Sydney Cummins. They're in the A League. What is it
called? Oh yeah, we got some ballers in the A League.
In the W League.
What is that?
Oh, hold on, that's me.
I thought that was a sound effect. I was like, what?
No, that's my cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the what is it, the W? Wait, no. It's the A. What is the name of the league? The league down under.
The A League. You're right.
It's A League. Okay, yeah. Everybody, players are balling. It's balling. Balling season down there. I think Sydney Cummins' team is still undefeated, by the way. Check it out. Shout out to also J Mac. Everybody out there doing the thing. And let's see. Other than that, is there anything else with that?
We talked about pretty much everything else. We'll see. I mean, like I said, some teams have been active, some teams have been pretty quiet. There's, you know, especially with Chicago and Portland, we're not quite sure what's happening. Though they have staff and people in place, just in terms of rosters and what that's going to look like, who's staying, who's going. They're just teams in limbo. I think particularly Chicago, they've lost 9 players. They re-signed 7, but they bought no one in at all. And like you said, that ownership is up in the air. I think those minority owners would really like to get to work, but they can't do anything. And I mean, Malpe will be there, but I don't really know who else is going to be around her. And that's not even getting into, we'll probably know who the expansion teams are soon. It's pretty common knowledge. One of them is the return of the Utah Royals, which comes with its own stuff, just in terms of where we are in 2023 and 24 and what it looks like to support all your players. And then the second spot is between Boston, Tampa Bay, and they said San Francisco, but we're going to say the Bay Area because that's probably not where the stadium would be located.
Right.
And so we should know soon. We should know soon. And if it's the Bay Area, like, they're going to come out swinging. Like,
yeah.
And that's going to be a destination spot. There's a lot of players in the Bay Area. So
I'm still laughing at the concept of Tampa because I know it better not be
that team.
They put
the money up. They put
the money. It better not be that team.
Well, they are giving up a team, so they might be looking for one.
Absolutely not. They better not. Absolutely not. You already destroyed the great Manchester United. Absolutely not. All right, I'm lashing out.
Yeah, you are. For not a fan, you are lashing out.
I'm not a fan. But anyway, yeah, they better not be put. That better not be. It better be Tom Brady.
But they put up the money. Like, whoever that ownership group is in Tampa, they're in it because they put up $40 million. So, which is great for the valuation of clubs, right?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Again, this is growing and it's growing fast. And if the sport of soccer is going to grow, it's going to be the women's side because the men's side outside of like the US and a few other countries is saturated, right? So you only have that kind of growth potential on the women's side. And so a lot of money is going to start coming real fast. And we've got to shore up this infrastructure. We've got to make sure people are safe. Like,
yeah.
And
it's going to be real diverse. We talked about this on the other episode, the crossover. Mm-hmm. It's got to be diverse because if you've not seen a pattern in this country, if you don't have diversity in your sport, you're going to be brokety broke. And when the culture comes, it's going to come swift and cool. And it's here.
The future's here. Like, we've told y'all for the past 2 years, like, do you want to win or do you want to be white? Well, like, there ain't a whole lot of great white hopes coming through. Like, to be really honest with you. So, I mean, listen, like, we told you.
Yeah. So,
I don't know how else to tell you. We've been telling you for 2 years. Like, I don't know what else to say to you. It's enjoy it. It's going to be fun. We'll see what this World Cup looks like.
We will talk about that at a later date.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But
let's get into some hits and reps.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, so the legendary Gangsta Boo transitioned to the greater beyond,
R.I.P.,
sadly.
Man.
Yeah. Wait. So I have some dedications.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going first. So Gangsta Boo, how I got introduced to her initially was way back when I was a young whippersnapper in the middle school. And Ted a Club Up, 3-6 Mafia came through. And so actually, I'm going to play it. Hold on for a second. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to show this. I'm playing this damn song. Here we go.
Okay. Perfect. There we go.
And then the other one, hold on, this one. Well, dang. Well, okay, anyway. My song was...
I believe you.
Man, I'm sad. My song was Tear the Club Up, 97. We was tearing the gym up at the little...
I'm screaming.
We was tearing the gym up. We was tearing the gym up.
With a little tarp on it.
We was tearing the gym up with the... Because that song came out... Yeah, her verse was so fire. One of my favorite verses. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, never mind. But anyway, her verse on Tear the Club Up was one of my favorites. Other song is Where Them Dollars At. But I also liked her when she was on Who Run It. That's a fire. Her verse on that is fire. And then when they be like Black Haven, that's what they call White Haven, this area in Memphis. like, always kept it real, always made me feel fire about being who I am as a Southern woman. And even with her release of her album, her album Inquiring Minds, you know, Where the Dollars At was the original signal. It was single, my bad, off that album.
Yes.
How she was rolling in the streets. She was one of my favorites all the time, every day, every which way. So, yeah. I am sad she's gone. You know, she had did a song where it was her, Mia X. Who am I missing? Foxy Brown. They had a little group.
They did. I mean, Mia X is very much the other. Mia X and Trina, I think, are the other two queens of Southern rap to me. Yeah.
But the fact that she could be so Memphis, like Gangsta Boo was Memphis, Memphis, baby. So if you've never been to Memphis, you should go to experience the situation. But her, I was sad. I was upset. But yeah. Who are y'all hits? What is y'all hits and riffs?
Well, you took one of mine, so I'm going to change it.
You just got to get creative.
Yeah, I was going to honor Gangsta Boo. I still have one song for Gangsta Boo, so. All right, so my old school, I guess, Turn Up. I was going to say Joint of the Day. I'm taking it back to BET when it's still Black. It's Tear It Up.
Okay.
The young one. Everybody's on that song. DMX, Littlefoot, David Banner. Yeah. That's it. With the HBCU, like trumpet line, bass line. Whew. That's a fight waiting to happen. Yeah, man. So that'll be my throwback. And then my throwback, Quiet Storm. Shout out to my Black Blue Hens.
Oh, Lord.
To the homies. We sing this one at the top of our lungs. It's near and dear to my heart. I Still Love You, 702. I don't want to explain this, who 702 is to people under like 25. So 702. They were a group from Las Vegas. That's why they were 702. That's why I know what the area code is for the rest of my life. seriously. And then my new school. So my Turn Up is in honor of Gangsta Boo. So not too long before she passed, she was able to put out a single with Latto and Glorilla, who is from Memphis. And then Latto, who unequivocally said Gangsta Boo was her idol. So she did get her flowers. And so that makes me happy. And so that song is pretty recent, actually. So definitely go check that out and support. It's called FTCU, which is short for Fuck the Club Up. Because of course it is. And then my slow jam is Ass Like That by Victoria Monet.
Okay, wait. All right. Oh, wow. Okay. All right now. So yeah, that's our hits and riffs. That's where we at. What else is... You know there was a Tear It Up remix, Hypnotized version? But anyway...
probably, yes.
Let's see, what else? That's it. What are we doing?
I guess we should let the people know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to Philadelphia. We're going to the called?
The NWSL entry draft.
Yes, we're going to the NWSL draft. So
it's not just college players, but it's mostly college players. So we will be there live. So please check socials. For both Shea Butter and 2 Cents to see what we will be doing there. Bringing some content for you. And hopefully y'all can chat with us, because that joint is at least 4 hours. No, it's longer. The time is from 6
until.
And no, it's an end. Not even until. It's not even a party flyer. It's a. It says
end. It's an end.
So that doesn't bode well.
Yeah. Because I think on the Paramount Plus, they will. So wait, my bad. CBS will cover it. Somebody's covering it for 4 hours, and then somebody else is covering it until it's over. And we were just like, wait.
It seems like probably at least 4 hours, which it doesn't start till 6 o'clock. That's a long. It's a Thursday. That's a long day.
Yeah, why would we do this on Friday, bro?
I don't get it. But we'll be there no matter what, and we're really excited to just meet with some colleagues and see some fans since it's open to the public, and hopefully get to meet some new NWSL players and chat a little bit. So
yeah, so pay attention on the social. Yeah. You will see what we do, how we do, whatever we do. We will know what we do, what we do.
Sure. It will also be in town for the coaches convention is also in town, so keep an eye out for some content around that as well, particularly involving the Black Coaches Collective. So I know that's not the name of it, but yes, that's what they are essentially. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be a good weekend. I feel like one of my old stopping grounds, so I'm excited. We'll see what it looks like.
Yes, it's gonna be cold. I'll be out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I knew that was coming. Yes, it'll be cold.
But anyway, shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the 2 Cents people. 2 Cents FC show, everybody. Can I kick it? Dreaming.
Yeah, we're doing some episodes, so keep an eye out on that account as well. Just posted one last week, and we got some more coming.
Horticulture, Esquire Kaya, Walking 90, Diaspora United, and everybody. And never log off. Y'all know who y'all are.
Never log off, baby.
Never log off. I would make a title or something. I can't. Yeah, whatever. We're gonna keep Sky out of jail. We're not going to take glutamine and other supplements on the plane because they look like
things. One less shea butter is what that was.
It was both gonna be hemmed up, but we again shout out to never log off. Shout out for looking out for me, hardcore. And then shout out to the street team, Nubia, Georgia, JG, Alex, roommate Alex, Ebony, Navidad, Super Macario, everybody else. Also shout out. Shout out also to our sponsors, Y'all Pop Sports, Carolyn Needles, and then all our patrons. Y'all will see content.
Yeah.
Like this episode. You're going to see this episode for everybody else see the episode. And then I don't know anybody we might have missed. We gonna have some kind of wrap up of superlatives and awesome stuff when we got our life. We weren't working. Y'all was on break. We went on break. We keep going.
We needed a break. So yeah.
We were on break, but we weren't on break. But you will see a bunch of stuff this year. We got things coming up next month. Beyond the draft. Yeah, we will let y'all know when we can let y'all know. But anywho, what we gonna do? We gonna stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We gonna make sure the Black women in your life are celebrated,
and make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And then peace and blessings. Oh yeah, and speaking of draft, keep your eyes on 2 Cents, all the channels. If you didn't listen to our spaces, you should.
Yes, go back and take a listen to those
with Messiah Bright and also Micaiah Menes.
Yeah, two likely future NWSL players, so get to know them for sure. Two great interviews, two great young women.
Maybe we can get some. I need to get the what was that? What was the Rakim song? We need to get Pop.
Oh yeah, her death.
We need to get a whole freestyle. We need to get a whole freestyle. So maybe we get that in the draft. Anyway, we'll get with y'all. We'll holler at y'all. See y'all. Stay blessed. Stay fresh. And peace.
Peace.